Eastern Idaho State Fair has announced their acts.
I play on a pole at East Idaho's newest pole fitness studio.
He hid his drugs where?
We see who gets the pickle in a game of pickler roulette.
It's all happening right now, right here, tonight on a brand new IFAF.
IFAF, Idaho Falls Local, Independent, Alternative Media, with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
Welcome back and good evening, ungovernables, outliers, independent thinkers, spud kings and spud nuts.
Literally just girls.
Yeah. Spud nut is the Life in Idaho Falls AI that we'll talk about.
Very handy.
Hit that like button, subscribe, comment, rate. Let the algorithm know you're into Idaho Falls infotainment, opinion, bad jokes, and dad jokes. And if you're not driving around town with your windows down, what are you even doing?
Right. I mean, the weather's been so... I mean, except for that one little period of the weather being kind of crummy.
Some snow flurries last Thursday.
Yeah. But, you know, other than that, it's been so nice. I haven't had to take a jacket anywhere.
Go out and get that vitamin D. Take all the D.
Yeah. Take in that D, baby.
Take as much D as you can.
Yeah, get it while you can.
Soak it up. I went outside and I fell to my knees and I looked up at the sky and I prayed with my mouth open wide and I took as much D to the face as I possibly could, Carl.
Wow, that sounds like quite the day.
Did you know you can go, like, you can get the D in a church parking lot?
Yeah, if you wanted to, I suppose you could, huh?
You could get it
anywhere the sun shines, and probably even a few places it doesn't. Thanks.
Okay.
We are, you know, 12-year-olds.
we could just make the reference and skip by it.
We could.
But we don't here on IFAF. In fact, I know that there are people, right? Wasn't this a trend along, wasn't this like a, maybe it was a Gwyneth Paltrow goop thing, I don't know, the sunning your butthole?
Oh my gosh, okay, yeah, I remember hearing about that. Yeah. You know, it's almost like people will do anything but like drink water and eat healthy, you know? Like they want to take in whatever they can that isn't just like good old normal nutrition.
They want to get the D in their butthole, sunning their perineum. Perineum. I always say
perineum.
That.
Perineum.
The taint.
Yeah.
Gooch.
Gooch is a terrible word, isn't it?
Yeah, if there's a, you know how some people don't like the word moist or gelatinous? I'm not sure I'm a fan of gooch. Bring this back on camera. Oh. What the hell is this?
My water bottle?
Yeah.
What's wrong with it?
I mean,
does it have too much going on?
It's a lot. It's a lot.
You're not wrong, but hear me out. Now, I only have to grab one item to leave the house.
Is everybody
and I've got everything
this?
I need. I could survive a week in the wilderness with just this. Not true. I couldn't survive anywhere in the wilderness ever. But but yeah, no, I just I realized that I needed to have water with me at all times because I am constantly dehydrated, and I wanted to make sure that I had all of the other things I needed to, and that I wanted to force myself to remember this. So basically, I got my water bottle a backpack so that I could put my wallet and my keys in it so that I would have all of my stuff.
Oh, that's not even your phone.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my phone can fit in here, too.
Okay.
But my phone is currently on the desk. But yeah, it's got like my key, and it's got my wallet and my chapstick in it. Which is super handy.
And you've got a cap for the straw.
Yeah. I've got my little straw cover because
you've got a handle.
I'm sure you've seen that. You told me about that video, I think, with the cat.
The cat jumped on
the
water
bottle.
He was
trying to jump on the counter and he missed.
Got goosed by the...
Yeah. And also just anytime people cough around me, I just think about where all those particles are going and... If they cough in my car, then that bothers me more. So I have a cap now. So at least I know that the tiny little spot that I'm drinking out of is relatively clean, other than my germs.
Since we've already mentioned buttholes this episode, we've broken the seal, so to speak.
We have.
Yeah. Anytime like I walk into a room full of farts, I'm like, okay, that's the former contents of somebody's...
beehole.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got the handle... Show the other side. Yeah.
Yeah. So I can hold it like a purse. And actually, it came in so handy today because me and my friend went out for her birthday and we both got a Dutch rose. And my car, while it does have a decent amount of cup holders, this is pretty big, so it takes up a lot of space. So it can only go in my main cup holder. And then my side cup holder has a little trash can in it instead. So I didn't want to take up both cup holders. So I took this and hung it on my little bag hook behind my chair.
And what's that thing hanging down? Is that a cap to something?
Yeah, it's the cap to the little bowl. So this is actually an ice cream bowl, but I use it for all kinds of little snacks. But it's great because it holds it inside your insulated cup, so your ice cream doesn't melt. But right now it just has goldfish.
Okay, goldfish grams.
And it comes with a spoon.
Oh, wow.
I know.
So.
And then I made this little charm to go. Oh, my God. Because I thought it was cute. Because I have a charm down here, but I needed something up here.
Are cups, are Stanley cups the new keychains?
I think so.
You remember the keychain fad when just like, you'd pick up a keychain and it had like 20 f***ing trinkets on it?
Right, right. Well, but look at how much
pieces of flair, swag.
But here's the thing. Basically, everything on this has a use with the exception of these two little charms, which are literally just to look cute, you know?
I do. I guess I suppose I like the utilitarianism of it all, but...
Right. Well, and can I also point out, with how expensive these cups are, now I intentionally did not buy a Stanley brand one. I got a knockoff one, but I wanted something in the shape of it because then all of the Stanley accessories I can use on this, right? But... Basically, with how expensive Stanley cups are, for example, you don't have enough money to go out and buy one of those and a purse. So now it is your purse.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stanley cups are the new Coach bags.
Yeah, right.
Or Louis Vuitton or
yeah.
Whatever.
But yeah, anyway.
Love it. Funny. Straight to the comments and follow-ups?
Yeah, let's go.
Hey, Yellowstone National Park is open.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Opened over the weekend. Opened on Friday. Mm-hmm. We'll be taking the Brush Buck Wildlife Tour.
I'm so excited.
Later in May. See all the baby Yellowstone babies.
Can't wait to see them critters.
Here's a random one. We've talked about this guy on the show before, Ringo Starr.
Oh, yeah, of course.
The guy with the van that just wanders around town. I guess he's still wandering around town, but I want you to know he's alive and well.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
He's 85 years old.
Man, you go, Ringo.
Spotted last week in Idaho Falls. All right. Spud Kings. Oh, we did mention they won. They're going to the Dineen Cup. I didn't have the dates. Mm-hmm. And it's NCDC. That's right.
Dineen sounds like the name of somebody's aunt.
Yeah.
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 Oh, maybe. That's my Aunt Dineen.
Aunt Dineen. Somebody's going to win that cup.
Nice.
That's coming up April 25th through the 29th. It's a series, mm-hmm. just like the Mountain Division was.
Right.
Okay. Easter egg hunts for kids. It seems like we hear about this every year. Every year.
And it doesn't matter what you do to prevent it either.
There are parents of children, I'm going to say under the age of 5 for sure.
Always.
But usually under the age of 4, maybe even 3, mm-hmm. that take their kids to a community Easter egg hunt and are disappointed because the area is roped off. There's a guy with a bullhorn saying, mm-hmm. don't go yet. Remember, no parents. Mm-hmm. And then they say, 1, 2, 3, go. And the kids, the little toddlers, the cute little helpless children mm-hmm. enter the playing field, but they don't know exactly what the hell they're doing.
Right, because they're babies. They're literal babies.
They see something shiny. They see a squirrel.
Uh-huh.
They see another kid.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to run over and make friends.
Right, which is actually so cute.
Yeah.
That's adorable.
So the parents are like, no, you missed one. It's right there.
Right.
They start by... pointing and talking, and then they have to enter the forbidden zone, the children only zone,
right,
and help out their 4-year-olds. So what does it then become? 3-year-olds, 2-year-olds, I've seen.
Right.
It becomes an Easter egg hunt for parents.
Yes. Yeah. Which is like, dude, there are adult Easter egg hunts. You don't have to participate in this one, honey. Also, and maybe people need to learn to not be in such a rush. You know, enjoy the fact that your kid isn't catching all the eggs. Enjoy how dumb they are while they are. Because eventually they're going to grow up and they're going to become devious.
And I get it. Yeah, kids suck. No, not your kids. Present company accepted, of course.
Right.
But yeah, if it's just going to become, and I get the parental instinct kicks in and the protection instinct. I get all that.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's just going to become an Easter egg hunt for parents...
Yeah.
Why not bill it as such? If IFAF ran the world And it doesn't, because girls do.
Yes.
But if we ran the world, it would be no kids under 5.
Yeah.
Forget it. You're going to have a miserable time.
Yeah, at that point. I mean, especially because they don't know, they don't care.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe 5 is a little extreme, but any kids under 3, you know, they don't care.
Give them some leftover fun size from Halloween, yeah. Last Halloween or Christmas.
They'll be so happy. They don't know. They don't know that the packaging is wrong for the season.
But the Easter Bunny brought right. you, kid.
Right.
All right. Speaking of sugar, speaking of candy yeah. and soda on SNAP, the bill that passed both houses was signed into law last week.
Yeah.
And that became...
Does it go into effect already then?
I don't know when it goes into effect.
Okay.
I do know it became our most watched TikTok ever.
Yeah, which was crazy.
With 1,500 comments.
Yeah.
Holy yeah. crap. And I would say 60% of them were like, good. Poor people.
I mean, basically.
It was you know, pretty brutal.
The thing that really got to me was so many people saying they can buy that with their own money. I understand where you're coming from. I really genuinely do. Mm-hmm. And the point is that they don't have their own money to spend on that stuff. You have to be making very little money to be able to be on food stamps anyway.
And a lot of people wanted to focus on one of the words in supplemental nutrition assistance program. You right. guys, it's supplemental. It's supposed yeah. to supplement what you're already doing. You guys, it's nutritional. It's supposed right. to be nutrition. You guys, it's assistance. It's the, I'm like.
I get it. I do.
Okay, semantics and pedantics.
Yeah, I understand that side. And at the end of the day, I recognize that it's going to hurt people who are already struggling. And that makes me sad. And I also, I think I mentioned, I don't remember if I mentioned this in the first one or not. But there are times when people do need sugar and soda and candy for the sake of their health.
Diabetics.
Yes.
They brought that up.
Yeah. Not yeah. only that, but also kids in general need higher calorie foods. That's why they crave sugar and candy. It helps them grow. Now, obviously, you don't want them eating just that, but.
Yeah. And to yeah. also to your point about kids, you know, they have birthdays.
Yeah. Right.
There's holidays and stuff. Easter, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you had a great one. Hope yeah. you had a blessed Easter.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And I hate the idea of a kid and not being able to bring in goodies to his class because mom couldn't afford it that week.
Yeah.
You know, like when every other kid gets to do that for their birthday.
Yeah.
And again, I get that it's not what that's meant to be used for, but I don't know. It just makes me sad thinking of people missing out on the few things that make life worth living. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a little too empathetic.
No.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'm not as sympathetic.
Sure.
But I like that one of us is.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, the thing is, that money is going to get wasted on something else if it's not that.
Yeah.
So I think I'd rather it go to that than something dumb.
After all of the Minecraft dust settled.
Right. Which, by the way, I have a little update on that.
Oh.
So I went and saw it again. with some other kids, because they also wanted to go, because I'm just that nice.
Get candy and soda?
Well, that too.
Living high on the hog here.
I know. But I didn't realize this the first time I went to see it. There's another scene at the very end of the credits.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because there's one first end of credit scene with Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh,
which is the one
after
there's
that?
There's one after that.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, no one has.
I was like, oh, that's the... Okay, so, oh, great. So this is the new world we live in?
Yes.
There's a end of credits scene after the end of credits scene?
Yes, exactly. And the funny thing, too, is that I would have never known about it, but I was talking to the kiddo that I was going to take to it at the Dollar Tree while we were buying candy. Not for the movie, of course.
Of course not.
And one of the...
dress half pockets?
And one of the employees overheard me talking about the Minecraft movie, and she said, hey, make sure you wait till the credits are all over, because I've heard that there's another scene.
Thanks, Dollar Store.
Yeah, so I was super stoked, and we ended up sitting through all of the credits. Everyone else in the theater left, except for us, and we got to see it, and no one else did.
You should have been like, record.
I know, I kind of thought about it, but then an employee walked in.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe yeah. just for that reason.
Right, right.
So after we got on our Minecraft kicked, like I think the entire rest of the country has been, and you didn't throw mm-hmm. popcorn during
no,
chicken jockey, of course.
Before we even got into the theater, I said, listen, I know that there are some kids who might do this. We are not those kids.
Yeah.
We don't make extra messes for the employees to clean up. You know, like we had a whole conversation about why we would not do that.
If you missed, and it was Provo, Utah, the clip mm-hmm. we used from last episode.
With the actual chicken.
Yeah. Anyway,
Don't put your chicken through that. They're too cute and dumb to understand.
We pondered last episode why Minecraft took place in Idaho. And of course, it's directed by Jared Hess.
Right.
Of Napoleon Dynamite fame. Nacho Libre.
Libre.
Oh my God. What am I? I can't say that name right.
You're good.
I need to see the movie.
You do.
I hear it's the best.
It's very funny. It's one of his better ones, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
We watched a movie you had wanted to watch.
Yes.
That you had seen before.
Uh-huh.
You wanted to watch it with me.
Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen Broncos.
Which also, I forgot Jennifer Coolidge was in that.
Yeah, he does. Jared Hess has his favorites, doesn't he? Yeah,
kind of like how Tim Burton always has like Johnny Depp and Helena Bonham Carter.
Yeah.
You know, he's got Jack Black, Jennifer Coolidge, you know, those kind of folks,
yeah.
Which I thought was kind of funny.
And at one point I did turn to Carly and say, this is the stupidest movie I have ever seen in my entire life.
Right. Right.
And, you know, I wanted to justify. I looked it up on Rotten Tomatoes, 43% or whatever. Yeah. But
mm-hmm.
Every director's got to have one.
Yeah.
And, you know, now that I know how just ridiculous it is, maybe we can have one of those fun movie nights where we just kick back and make fun of it.
Yes. Those are my favorite kind of movie nights anyway. I was actually just telling someone about Slaughterhouse the other day.
Yeah.
Because she was talking about how she loves really stupid horror movies. And I was like, well, if you love a stupid horror movie, that's the one for you, babe.
Is there an Easter Bunny horror movie?
Oh, there's got to be. I feel like there is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll
egg hunt,
that. Yeah.
Something like that.
I'm sorry, what? No. Okay, moving on. Maddie Danger confirmed for Bat Night.
Uh-huh.
I noticed that the Idaho Falls Zoo opens April 24th.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's National Crazy Cat Lady Day.
Yes, April I saw 24th. That. I thought that was really sweet.
That's national. My whole personality is based on drinking wine day. You have to have like a it's wine o'clock somewhere.
Right.
Plaque somewhere in your home. Yeah.
I get that. Have you seen the cat wine?
That's also national poison your ex-spouse day. Sorry, what?
What?
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Is that actually a...
No, you're good.
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay. Have you ever seen cat wine?
No.
So you can actually buy wine that's made for your cat. It's not really alcoholic or anything, so they won't get drunk. I think it's got catnip or something in it, though.
Okay.
But, like, have you ever wanted to just, like, kick back and have a nice little glass of wine with your cat? Now you can.
I know one person that'd be the perfect gift for.
Right?
Anyway, Idaho Falls Zoo opens Thursday. And that got me thinking about Bat Night.
Uh-huh.
So we went, when we were on the Roddy TV podcast filling in for Roddy.
Mm-hmm.
Where we met Maddie, you made the promise, hey, we're going to buy them some tickets.
Yeah.
So it's going to be me and you and four of Maddie Danger and her crew.
Yes.
Hopefully, old Maury will be in there.
I would love that.
Chilling with her. And Bat Night on the very first one, June 26th.
Oh, I'm so excited. I feel like that one was the best one when we went the first time. Because
mm-hmm.
we went to the June one and the September one, I believe. And the September one, we didn't really see much.
Yeah, that's right. I mm-hmm. believe that there's three, and yeah. I don't know which month they skip, but it is
yeah.
June. Maybe they skip July, August, September, something like that.
I think it's four total.
I only saw three on their calendar, but it would make sense if there were four, and I'm completely wrong.
All I know is that we went to the first one and the last one, and the last one was kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it was August then.
Also, a ton of comments on funeral potatoes.
Oh, yeah?
Last week we pondered, okay, are you team...
Au gratin hash brown.
Or team hash brown. Mm-hmm. Hash brown wins by a landslide.
Yeah, I just think it's the better way of preparing them.
I said it makes for a better forkful.
It does,
I'll
absolutely.
Stick to those guns.
Yeah.
Die on that hill. Here's what gets, and we talked about topping them with either Ritz or Lay's.
Uh-huh. Well, initially you said Ritz or cornflakes.
Oh,
and
right.
Then I said, whoa, 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 but don't forget Ruffle Lay's.
And I've heard Fritos.
Oh, Fritos, yeah.
Other people added.
I feel like Fritos
added.
Have too much flavor to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I could, I don't think that would marry well.
As you know, I'm a fan. It's just corn oil, and salt.
Right, right.
And I don't know what it's in corn flakes.
Yeah.
But fair. Other people said Doritos.
Ooh, I could see that being really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if that's true, what else is true kind of thing?
Yes, uh-huh.
What about Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
I think you could do that, absolutely. You know? Now, that being said... Anything Flamin' Hot that you're going to serve to a bunch of white people is a risk.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
like, they're going to have one bite and be like, oh my gosh,
spicy.
That's so spicy. Yeah. Yeah.
Funyuns?
Funyuns would that be came good. Up.
And on those were both TikTok. On Instagram, someone said Frosted Flakes. What?
I get it. I think it's too much. Yeah.
Maybe
it could work.
I'm a big fan of...
I mean, there's cream cheese in it.
Sweet with savory and savory with sweet.
Yeah, I could
like
see
orange
it.
Chicken and like salted caramel.
It seems like it might be too much. I don't know. Yeah.
And while we're on the subject of potatoes...
Yes.
Have you seen the TikTok trend, McDonald's hash brown McFlurry?
I have seen that.
And ice cream sandwich?
I mean, I think it makes perfect sense. I like fries and milkshakes together. I think that's delicious.
It does. Except when I see it, you know, they make picture two McDonald's hash browns with a spread of McFlurry in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like it's the opposite ratio you want.
Right. I think it kind of depends on, how thick you make that spread in the middle.
Yeah.
You know, because if you think of like an ice cream sandwich, like them's a thick boy.
Yeah. Like a fat boy. Is that what they're called?
Right. Yeah. A fat boy. Mm-hmm. And I don't know.
Thick boy.
And I don't know if you can. I don't know if you can get that with the consistency of a McFlurry.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
I would just picture a big spoonful of McFlurry.
Right.
And a little. Topped with a little cherry on top of McDonald's hash brown.
Right. Or even using the hash brown, and it probably wouldn't work because I don't think that they're strong enough, but using the hash brown to dip into the McFlurry and then take a bite.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, just like you would with French fries.
Tantamount, dipping a Wendy's fry in a Frosty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Good stuff.
So we want to try that, but herein lies the challenge.
Right.
I went into McDonald's on 17th this week and did a little recon.
Okay.
Did a little, pre-mission type investigation, Carly. And I said, okay, when do you stop serving breakfast?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, 11 a.m. Okay, when do you start serving McFlurries? 10:30.
So you got to get there right on the dot.
Do you see the issue?
Yeah.
You got to get there in between 10:30 and 11. Is when we can have.
And you got to be in the mood for McFlurry at breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we could get the hash browns, bring them here to the studio, warm them up in the air fryer in the IFAF test kitchen.
Right. Okay. You know what? I actually have a better way of doing it. Mm. What we should do is we should get the McFlurry the night before, because then we can put it in the freezer so it'll harden up even more. Right. Okay, you see where I'm going?
And yes,
then we can get it thicker.
Yeah.
And then we go get the hash browns, pull that McFlurry out, scoop out what we want, pop it into a sandwich. Ta-da, done.
Well, most of the TikToks I've seen, they're just in their car.
Right, right.
After having been through the drive-thru.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they hit that sweet spot of a window.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting though.
But speaking of sweet with savory, it's what all the kids are doing.
That's funny.
We're going to have to try it. We're a podcast in Idaho.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? I actually thought of another factor, too, that we're going to have to try to beat, which is the fact that their ice cream machine is always broken.
Right.
So, we can try to hit that half-hour window, but if the machine's broken, what are we going to do?
Mm-hmm. We'll work through these logistics and get back to you. I know. If we were, content whores that did all the trendy stuff when it was happening, we'd be in a much bigger hurry than we are.
Oh, sure, sure.
All right, an update on Victor Perez.
Mm-hmm.
One thing we didn't mention, he was the 17-year-old autistic teen with cerebral palsy shot by Pocatello police within 18 seconds of their arrival.
Right.
I counted more than 12 shots, but I wasn't sure. And I just did that with the peaks on the audio software as I was putting the episode together last week.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong. Doesn't really matter now, does it?
Yeah.
There was a protest
about
the shooting. This was before Victor passed away.
Yeah.
And in the protest, there were snipers on the roof. And we didn't mention this. Pocatello Police, which is not a good look.
Yeah. Yeah. That just was the worst possible thing they could have done for PR, in the entire world.
Pocatello police claiming they got a tip from the FBI and that there was an immediate danger to officers and they were acting on a credible threat.
Well, but also it just seems like it would make more sense to either not have the officers be there if that's a potential choice, you know, or just, no, you know, still, make they it still so have that people to protect and
serve, even
know.
If the protest is against them. I know what you're saying, though.
I don't know.
But they released last week the security cam and body cam footage showing kind of the scene beforehand.
Right.
It's true that Victor had a big old knife.
Yes.
And was wandering around the yard erratically. That's all true.
Right.
I'm not saying their reaction was what I think is appropriate.
No, it wasn't at all.
And I'm not saying the body cam footage showed anything different.
No, I don't think. Yeah. The thing is, even on, so one thing that I noticed in the body cam was that they started shooting before they backed up. And there's still a fence right there. So clearly
there's the fence.
There was some part of them that said, I should be backing up. If they would have just done that first, they wouldn't have had to shoot. He, like, considering his disabilities, he couldn't have gotten over the fence. Even if he was a perfectly able-bodied person, that fence would have slowed him down. It doesn't make sense to me why they didn't just back up first.
And I will say that we were corrected in the comments on our video because I said, while we were showing the footage and running the 18-second timer, which I didn't see anybody else do, but it was 18 seconds.
Right.
From the arrival of the two cars almost simultaneously, farthest away from the home to the shooting. But somebody said, you know what? They did deploy a beanbag. There was one beanbag shot too.
Okay.
Because I was like, where's the riot gear?
Yeah, but also like where, like when did that happen?
Right, when did that happen? And, you know? And wouldn't you wait a sec?
Right.
After that?
Was it happening when the others were shooting? And if it was, why did the others go straight for their gun while that guy went for a beanbag? What was different about his training versus their training?
I do like that the mayor responded finally. The PPD has responded being transparent with this releasing of the video, even the security cam footage that I'm sure they had to go get.
Right.
And I guess we'll get the answers to the other questions in the when the investigation is complete.
Right.
Meanwhile, the family, the day after the memorial for Victor Perez, the family filed a civil wrongful death lawsuit against the Pocatello PD.
Right.
Using, I think, the legal team from, remember Rodney King, anybody?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're serious.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see what happens.
And they should be. Yeah. You know, none of this should have happened.
In the meantime, and you brought this to my attention, Carl.
Yes. There is going to be a ride in honor of Victor going on this Friday. It's going to start at the, sorry, I'm going to get my facts right here, at the Broadway Bridge, ending at the Grand Teton Mall at 6:30. So, you know, bring your nice cars or your motorcycles. It's going to be like a sort of parade style thing where they go from one end to there in honor of Victor.
And there was a statement from the National Autism Association. During the past week, at least five autistic children died after wandering from safe settings. Yep. I'll read this to you. A teenager with autism died after being shot 9 times by police.
Yep.
We know that story. A young autistic man was shot in the back by 2 men who jumped him after he became lost. An exceptionally vulnerable young man with autism is still missing in Washington State. Nearly every fatality this past week was entirely preventable. Mm-hmm. The majority of deaths occurred from either lack of awareness of autism, dangerous misconceptions, or lack of support and safeguards for them or their families. So be aware, share resources.
Right.
That's what they're encouraging. Our loved ones deserve that hope.
Yeah.
We're dedicated to having fun here on IFAF, just like we're dedicated to serving you when it's time to sell your home. Mike Helps Idaho. And when it's time to make your move, we can help you too.
We know Idaho Falls and we know the current real estate market. We'll guide you through the process with ease and confidence. And we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
When it's time to sell your home, make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Lincoln Post. And check out our brand new listing at 3215 Sunnybrook Lane in Idaho Falls.
Ladies, go thrifting for spring at Elsie's Closet, upscale resale, Idaho Falls' only thrift store just for women.
Right now, save on blouses, sweaters, dresses, boots, and jewelry, knit cardigans, layering pieces, and bags, and now featuring Bumble and Bleat Soapery.
Elsie's Closet, find trendy, sustainable fashion that's budget-friendly. Look for the pink sign downtown on A Street. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
Do you want to feed your family locally raised beef? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound butcher boxes with steaks, roasts, and ground beef.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase.
Virgin River Land and Cattle Company proudly ships to five states: Idaho, Utah, Montana, Oregon, Wyoming, and Nevada.
Looking for help with your upcoming wedding or event? You don't have to do it all on your own.
DIY Weddings and Event Rentals has great ideas for you, like the Polaroid guest book, candy salad jars, even a full-service drink trailer, and everything else you might need, like backdrops, signs, dinnerware, and decorations.
Call or text 208-403-2040 today. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first rental at DIY Weddings and Event Rentals.
Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the best local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's Crazy Fast 250 service for $37 a month or their Crazy Fast Gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown-friendly support. For Idaho Falls Fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Do you love Idaho Falls as much as we do? Show it with a unique homegrown hometown tee from Teton T-shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower, our famous potato sack design, and the classic I Heart IFT. Check out TetonT-Shirts.com. These exclusive designs aren't available in gift shops.
Head to TetonT-Shirts.com. Link in post. Created in Idaho Falls for Idaho Falls.
Hey, Chatty, what's the podcast for cool cats and sly dogs?
Well, it's IFAF with Mike and Carly, of course.
That's right.
Idaho Falls, IFAF.
Perfect.
Nailed it.
Nice. That was fun.
Thanks, Chatty. Got to use that once per episode, right?
Yeah, you're paying good money for it.
Yeah. City of Idaho Falls and the Idaho Falls Regional Airport, IDA, baby, are excited to announce American Airlines' initiation of seasonal nonstop service between Idaho Falls Regional Airport and O'Hare.
Nice. I guess I didn't realize that that was a seasonal thing.
It's only going to be for a few months.
Yeah, yeah.
In the summer, just, as I understand
it's neat to know that there's apparently a time frame when there are lots of folks going to and from there.
I mean, it is.
You know,
it is depending on what year it is. Uh-huh. The busiest airport in the world.
Sure, that's true. That's true.
Or is it America? Damn it! Now I don't know. Is Chicago O'Hare the busiest airport in the world or just in America?
So Chicago O'Hare is the second busiest airport worldwide for aircraft movements, but it ranks eighth globally for passenger traffic.
Okay. It's usually in between O'Hare and Atlanta.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
So this is great. Thanks, Chatty. And what this means is, you know, I have we were just talking about having Detroit-style pizza in Detroit.
Right, right.
We could go have a Chicago dog in Chicago.
It would be pretty fantastic, wouldn't it?
That'd be dope.
Yeah, yeah.
Some cheese in Wisconsin.
Get that dog in ya.
Yeah. Ain't nothing but a dog in me. Bow, wow, wow, yippee, oh, yippee. For this thick boy.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's neat that it's apparently a big enough need that we are that they're doing a whole thing for an entire season.
I knew this expansion would do wonders for us.
Mm-hmm.
Has that even happened yet? I haven't seen. I just flew here.
Not
a trip
too long ago.
I didn't see a lot of construction going on, but it's also not construction season.
Right. That's true.
Wonder if they're going to ramp that up.
Yeah.
Also announced last week, the Eastern Idaho State Fair acts.
Mm-hmm.
They do every April and get you all excited. So you've got all summer long to buy your tickets.
Yep. Which is a great way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eastern Idaho State Fair is August 29th through September 6th this year. The theme is Saddle Up.
Oh, fun. Okay.
Get on that saddle, cowboy. Yeah.
I hate it when you do that with him here.
Sorry, Rango. Nope, that's not your. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the acts that were announced. Friday, August 29th, Dylan Scott.
Uh-huh.
With Due West.
Nice. Okay.
Both acts that I believe have been here in town.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's true.
Like when they first started.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
caught them before they got big. We're hipsters.
Yeah. Then Thursday, September 4th, Jeff Dunham, comedian, ventriloquist.
He's always super popular in this area.
Jeff Dunham. Friday, September 5th, Train.
Which I'm pretty excited for.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I was all about Train.
Hey, Soul Sister.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I really liked their even older album with like All American Girl, Drops of Jupiter, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. That was good, good music. So 90s, so good.
And the song I love to Meet Virginia. That was their first big hit. That was still in the 90s.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, they're going to be here with Edwin McCain.
Nice. That'll be cool.
He's got I'll Be. Mm-hmm. And then Brad was sitting next to me and he remembered the other one. What was it? Something about missing you or something like that? Oh,
instant fact check. Mike meant I could not ask for more from 1999.
Tickets are on sale now, funatthefair.com, Lincoln Post. And then check this out. So while we were there, it was at the Willard Arts Center at the Colonial Theater. That's the thing you got to take the spiral staircase to.
Yeah.
And I realized, looking out the window, paying attention to the one thing not paying attention to anything happening in the room. Looking out the window, I got this picture of two windows.
You did so good in school.
I did. Nailed it. I got two windows, two water towers. Don't know how much. Never saw this view before. Don't know how much longer it's going to be around.
It's true, huh? Oh, kind of wild to see the times are changing.
Walking down, is it Park, right? Where you can see,
Yeah, you can see them both from Park.
The concrete water tower, this big, it almost looks like...
Well, I guess the corner of Park, but yeah.
Well, yeah, have you ever seen like post-war Russian brutalist architecture?
Yes.
All concrete?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of what it reminds me of. Can we...
Yeah.
I hope we're going to put... some lipstick on that pig.
Yeah, I want to see it prettied up a little. You know, I really hope that we do a little diagonal spiral stripe up it. I think that would look so fun.
That'd look cool.
Yeah,
Little water waves.
Yeah, little water waves or something. Yeah, I want to see them do a little extra with it because you're right. It is just going to be kind of an eyesore otherwise.
And City of Idaho Falls, you remember Carly's idea, right? Have those waves from your City of Idaho Falls logo go all the way around.
It would look so cool.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, we had a really fun time. We want to thank Chelsea
at Studio Virto.
Brand new business, Studio Virto in Rigby.
Oh my gosh, it was so much fun.
They do pole fitness. So she invited us out of the blue like a month ago.
Right.
And I turned to Carly and said, you're not going to fucking believe this.
And I didn't. And I was so stoked.
Because what you need to know about Carly, and you may have heard this in previous episodes, you actually had a pole.
I did.
In your two previous homes.
Yes. Yeah. I don't currently have it because I don't have a good space for it right now, but I'm hoping to change that soon.
Yeah.
But I actually decided to get a pole because I used to do acrobatics. Specifically, I did silks and lira for a hot minute.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the closest thing to aerial equipment that I could put in a standard home without having to worry about like falling and breaking my neck. So it was sort of a... If I can't have those, I'll do this.
Yeah.
And I wanted something to stay in shape and something that was fun. And by the way, incredibly fun.
So we went to Studio Virto.
Mm-hmm.
And they, by the way, Virto is Latin for to turn.
I know. Isn't that neat?
So spin.
Yeah. Which makes sense because that's usually what you do.
Would this be a spin class? That's different, right? That's on that's bicycles.
That's very different. Yes.
Cycles.
Yeah. Yeah, not nearly as fun. I've done a spin class before, and of the two, I would absolutely say that this is the better workout and the more fun workout.
We had a great group of people. It was me.
Yes.
And Carly. Somebody who's had a little experience.
Yeah.
Somebody who has had more experience than Carly.
Yes.
And someone who had like zero experience.
Exactly.
And they all had a good time. You all had a fun time.
It was so fun. You know, I have my acrobatics experience, which I think did definitely help inform this, but I've also been not doing that for a long time because I've been very busy.
Well,
so,
and my experience was she was teaching grips, how to grip the pole. You know, that's the very first thing you learn.
Yes.
Just like, I don't know, when you're snowboarding, are you right foot forward or left foot forward?
Yes.
Well, try it out and see which one feels better.
Mm-hmm.
I was gripping the pole and I tried to pull myself up and I strained something.
Oh, yeah.
I think I ripped something.
You think you pulled a muscle?
And yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
And that was at the very beginning of the class. So I have a newfound admiration for anybody who can be on a pole for more than 10 seconds.
It's hard. Well, and I definitely developed my grip strength when I was doing aerial acrobatics, but I earned this little muscle right here. My arm didn't used to have this bump here.
Oh, wow.
You know, but that was, I mean, that's mostly just a combination of like my actual fist grip strength. And then also.
Is that the Michelangelo David muscle?
Oh,
the
I
one that
know.
Only appears when you're flexing anyway.
Probably.
But it's on the other side of your
better.
Forearm, right?
Yeah. It's on the inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right above your elbow.
Okay. Wow.
But yeah. Like I feel like it's more developed than most people's would be.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like I tend to have a pretty good grip. Even with that, I'm so out of shape right now. My arms, my legs, all of my joints are aching so bad. After what? A 2-hour class?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sore.
Your neck, your back.
Yeah, my everything.
Legs and thighs, all that. Thank you, Dove.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about the Kids Bop version. Thank goodness. Yeah, but man, my thighs are still on fire.
So yeah, here's a few, just we'll show you a few moves as we're talking about this, but I think it's really cool that we have a pole studio here in East Idaho.
Right.
Chelsea from Studio Verto in Rigby wants you to know they believe in empowerment through movement. You can discover your strength and confidence through pole fitness and dance.
Yeah, I'm really glad that we finally have a studio too, especially because I think that there's a lot of stigma around it, and I feel like it's so unearned. You know, I recognize that a lot of the time poles are in like strip clubs and stuff like that. And
yeah,
that's
your
why
mind immediately goes to stripper.
Right, right. But the thing is, that's not even where it started. You know, poles started in acrobatics with the Chinese pole, and it's basically the exact same thing. A lot of the moves are the same. The difference is that if it's in a strip club, you add a little bit of a sexy flair to it. But none of this has to be sexy.
And you get dollar bills thrown at you.
Well, I mean, there is that too.
It rains.
I mean, if anything, let me also just point out that it's actually harder to do it that way because you could easily slip on a dollar bill and acrobats don't have to wear the ridiculous heels, you know?
Right.
Like, really.
And you did. You tried it in heels.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course I did. I had to. Uh-huh. Yeah. And it's super duper fun. So I actually bought those when I bought my own pole just because I wanted to have the full experience. And it was my own dang home and I can do that if I want to.
If you're just watching the YouTube video in the background and you want to see this, here is Carly on a pole. In heels for a split second.
Yeah. Now, I was so rusty, and it makes me so sad because I used to be decently good. But yeah, I still had a super fun time. It's definitely something that I plan on going back to because really it was just, it fed my soul in a way, you know? It was nice to get back to that, and it's nice to find a way to, like, I don't know, get reattuned with your body.
Well, and the couple friends you brought with you were like, oh, yeah, totally want to do that again.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So it'll be fun having like a little group of girls to go.
One of your friends talked about the importance of, and I don't remember the word she used, but it was great, but scheduled time
for
yourself to go and do that stuff.
Yeah.
And how that
intentional time, I think.
Something
was
like that.
Yeah, something like that.
And do you remember the prices? I don't remember the prices.
Yeah, they're actually super affordable.
Uh-huh.
So just for like a drop-in class, it's like $12 to $15 depending on which class you do. And then I want to say it's about $130 for an unlimited membership.
Okay.
Which means that you can go to as many classes that month as you want.
Okay, very cool.
I think it's a pretty good deal.
And double check us on those details. Go to studioverto.com, link in this post.
Right.
Follow them on Facebook and Instagram and see if it's right for you. If you saw the video, you see it's very much about working your body.
Yes. And it
fully
hits,
clothed.
And it hits every single muscle in your body.
It hit my muscle. I don't know what I've torn and ripped, but I hurt myself.
Right, right. But the thing, like, it's just such a good all-over body workout, and it's so hard to find that, especially something that's actually fun.
Go get your spin on, save 50% off your first class with promo code IFAF.
That's a pretty good deal.
She's doing a hell of a new customer discount, 50% off your first class. So grab a friend. You have nothing to lose. They get the discount too.
Yeah.
Studio Verto in Rigby, you are IFAF this week. Chris Pie 5, 21 Finger Gun pew, Salute, pew. And Chef's Kiss.
To you for helping us have fun while getting fit.
Oh, can I share another personal success in my life?
Yeah, I always love to hear a little success story.
Two episodes in a row now. I must have started playing the long game about 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I just this past week hit 5 gallons of blood donated to the American Red Cross.
Oh my gosh, that's a lot.
Picture 5 milk gallons.
You couldn't even carry those all in one trip, even if you tried.
No.
Like, you don't... Well, I mean, maybe... Okay.
It's a lot.
Trying to think of the logistics of carrying 5 gallons of milk in one trip.
So here's what it is. It's 40 donations.
I hit 40 donations. Yeah, and I wouldn't want to risk it with blood.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, but 40 donations.
And it took me 15 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Plants vs. Zombies 2, getting 10,000 seedlings. That only took me 12 years.
Man.
I think I exaggerated that episode and said 13 or 14. No, it's only been around for 12 years.
Right.
And I think that my goal is 10. I think I want to...
I love that.
At least stay alive for another 10, 15 years.
Man, I love that. That's a good goal, you know?
Yeah, and check this out. Look at this. I got this shirt.
Oh, cute. Oh, I love that. That's fun.
What does it say?
Little anthropomorphized blood drop mm-hmm. that says thumbs up for saving lives.
Yeah, isn't that great?
That's really cute. I love that, actually.
Now, here's a question for you.
Uh-huh.
That I had to think about.
Uh-huh.
What's the name of this mascot?
I mean, I feel like the obvious answer is Bloody.
Right.
Which I hope is not the case.
It's a blood drop.
But like, is that, what is his name?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. He doesn't have one per se?
Let's ask.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, Chatty, other than the Red Cross, does the American Red Cross have like a mascot, like a drop of blood, an anthropomorphized drop of blood?
They don't have an official mascot, like an anthropomorphized blood drop, but they do sometimes use symbols like blood drops or hearts in their campaigns and promotional.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
So...
Not necessarily a mascot, but a fun little design that someone made that they have decided to use on a t-shirt. So, that being said, if it were a mascot, I would really hope that they would choose a name other than Bloody. Because that has certain connotations that I don't think they would necessarily want.
Hi, kids, I'm Bloody the Blood Drop.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of other better names like... let's see, like Hemo.
The Hemo Goblin.
Yeah. Oh, that's cute. Okay. I love that. They should do that for one of them. He could be like the antithesis of Bloody. Only we need something better for Bloody.
You can have Hemo and She-Ra.
Hemo and Shimo. There we go. Hemo and Hermo.
Yeah.
That's cute. I like that. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Masters of the Bloody Verse.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Interesting. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, definitely something worth workshopping, I think.
Yeah. So the Idaho Falls Police, the IFPD, had an interesting encounter last week.
Oh, did they?
I'm sorry, 2 weeks ago now. A Bonneville County man arrested after officers allegedly found him trying to hide a bag containing dirty 30s.
Oh.
In his beehole.
His prison pocket.
Yes.
There's a reason that they call it that. But also, that seems really dangerous. Like, you've heard about how if the, like, bag ruptures in any way, then you get all of that in your system super fast.
And yeah.
Almost definitely die.
Yeah.
Oof. Yikes. Just not worth the risk.
So, do you remember? Okay. What immediately comes to mind is, do you remember Rhett and Link, first of all?
Oh, yeah, of course.
And do you remember their ad for butt drugs?
Yes, I actually do.
Let's play a clip just in case you don't.
They love butt drugs. Butt drugs. Butt drugs.
Butt drugs.
I recommend butt drugs for everybody.
So, Luke Plessner, 42. Drugs are a hell of a drug.
I know, right?
Was pulled over.
He looks like he's 65.
The officer, as he was pulling the guy over, didn't originally pull over, but eventually did.
Uh-huh.
He noticed some body movement in the car that was consistent with the concealment or the, what do you call it when you get rid of something?
Disposal?
Disposal of drugs.
Okay.
Pulled the guy over. Roll down your window, please, sir.
Which also, the number one thing you can do if you're driving by a cop car while doing something illegal is don't act like you're doing something. Don't try to hide anything. Just be super cash.
Yeah, or maybe hide them before you get in the car. I'm trying to think, how could this have gone any worse?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
don't drive paranoid.
Rolled down the window. Car smells like shit.
Oh, no.
They arrest the guy. Stick him in the back seat of the car.
I don't know where this is going.
And
especially because cars are so damn hard to clean. That would not be the ideal environment for dealing with any of that.
No.
Yeah.
Stick him in the back seat of the cop car. Uh-huh. While back there, the dude pulls the bag out of his butt and tries to, did he succeed or just try to stick the bag in his mouth?
Okay, wait. When you say,
oh yeah, it was like, placed into his mouth in an apparent attempt to destroy evidence.
But like he didn't take the contents out and put those in his mouth. He put the whole thing that had just been in his beehole.
That's what I think.
Ugh, foul.
The bag that contained the pills into his mouth.
There are no drugs that are
so
worth it.
So he went full. Ugh. So can we say ass to mouth?
Oh, that's so gross. It's like you're your own human centipede.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. That's yeah, so
with this
bad.
With this fentanyl.
Oh my gosh. Why does this stuff make people just horrible and gross?
Butt drugs.
Oh no.
Free parking in the rear.
Oh man. See, that reminds me a lot of that other story where the guy tried to put meth in a woman's privates while they were having sex.
Hoo-ha!
Oh, my hell. Like, I can't imagine the insanity and deviance that would force you, like, that would make you think that that was even a good idea.
At least this guy gave himself consent.
Right. Like, the other one is a monster in so many ways, but on top of that, he's just a weirdo. Oh, gosh, that's just so gross.
I think the moral of the story here is don't do drugs, kids.
Don't do drugs.
Because they may have been in somebody else's butt.
That is honestly a huge, that's a great deterrent. Okay.
All these memes are flooding back. I'm so sorry for this. Do you remember the little kid with the guitar singing this song?
I wonder what's inside your butthole. I wonder what's inside your butthole. Maybe there's astronauts and maybe there's aliens all inside your butthole.
Well, you know, I think that her suggestions are a lot better than drugs.
Right. I think I'd rather have astronauts or aliens up my butthole than fentanyl.
Well, I mean, especially an astronaut, like that means that he's a very successful career man. Like good job. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Oh, and then it got remixed. Here's a little bit of that.
You know, it's so funny hearing, like, I'm around kids relatively often, and I feel like they're always making jokes of, like, oh, that's in your butthole. And it's like, oh, kid, you have no idea what you're even saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's rough.
In this case, what's inside your butthole is fentanyl.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we need to cleanse our palate.
Good idea.
So to speak.
It's treat time. Such a neat time.
Today we're trying Sour Punch, Pickle Roulette, Straws, and also Bites.
Ooh, sour.
It's treat time.
I'm excited.
Okay. I think I get the concept.
Yeah.
There's flavors of these straws and bites.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And green and red, right?
No, I think they're all green. I'm pretty sure they're all green. Now, I think we should start with the straws because that is the OG.
Yeah.
Sound good?
Let's do it.
Now, these are ones that I picked up a while ago for a party that I kept forgetting about. So they might be a little old, but the bites are new and they're better. So
okay, great.
We'll make up for it. But yeah, I think they're all the same color, but they're all kinds of different flavors. So they've got green apple, lemon lime, watermelon, and pickle. So you'll get one of those flavors at least.
Oh, they're all the exact same color. Uh-huh. Yeah, I guess they have to be.
Yeah, because it's pickle roulette.
Oh, shit.
There you go.
All
I'm
right.
just going to run into everything on
all right,
my way.
You've given me three.
I did give you three, and I'm going to take three as well. And let's see. Yeah, I mean, that's the number of bullets in a revolver. So, you know.
If we're really playing roulette here.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going.
Go.
This is not pickle, I think.
Mine's lemon lime, and it's fantastic.
Okay. I don't know what that was. I think it was lemon lime. No, wait. Oh. Wait, I think that was pickle.
Oh, damn.
Wait.
You're dead.
I know, right? Oh, no. I was kind of hoping it'd be more pickly.
Okay.
It's not bad. It's just, it tastes more like gelatin, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Just not super pickly.
So even the pickle is good? Well, that's not very roulette-y. Let me try the second one.
Well, I don't think everyone would agree that it's good.
I think that's watermelon. I'm glad to know I've had two different kinds in two different
straws. That one's sour apple.
Okay.
That was nice. Or is that lemon lime? No, wait, that might be, that one was lemon lime. Maybe because these are older, I can't taste them as good.
You definitely got to chew them.
Yeah. I think the bites will be better.
This is the same flavor as the one I just had. Or maybe, so I got, I got away free and clear, no pickle. Do you want to give me one more?
I think that's, do you want to try a pickle?
Yeah. Can I try the one you say is pickle?
I think that one's pickle too. I can't tell. It's not very intense.
This is lemon lime.
That one's lemon lime? Maybe it was next to a pickle one. Maybe that's why I can't tell.
Let's keep going until we get a straw.
Here, wait. Can we try these first? Because I feel like these are just not doing it for me.
I want to stick with...
You want to try another straw? Here, try that one. Tell me what that is.
Okay.
Am I just like not good at tasting? I feel like I usually am.
Well, it's weird because I think you use all your senses to identify what a thing is. Oh.
That one was pickle. Okay, maybe I just handed you the wrong straw.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pickle.
Okay.
And I wouldn't say it's fantastic.
Oh.
Whoa. For whatever reason,
oh,
the sour is more sour.
When it's a pickle?
On the pickle. Can you tell by my...
These ones actually smell really good.
Do they?
Yeah. You want to give them a whiff?
Let's give them a whiff.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know, my hands are so sticky.
They smell great.
Yeah.
Again, all the same color. So on the package, they have a roulette wheel.
Right.
That alternates red and green. And that's why I thought, oh, they must be red and green.
Yeah, no.
Nope.
Okay, well, I'm going to try.
Here we go.
Oh, this is much better.
Oh, they're nice and soft.
That one's obviously watermelon. Easy. Okay. Yeah, these ones are too old.
I'm dead.
Sorry about that. You're dead. You got pickle.
Pickle right off the bat.
Can I try it?
Mm-hmm.
No, can I try your pickle one?
It's all in my mouth. Did you eat the
whole thing? Oh, man. Okay. Well, I'm going to keep trying until I hopefully get one, because I actually would like to try a pickle gummy.
It wasn't bad.
Okay.
It wasn't good.
Well, it shouldn't be good.
That's half the fun. Like, if we're having a sleepover, you got pickled.
That's pickle.
Okay. Yeah. Yay. You got it.
Right?
I'd say have the rest of it. Well, or do you want me to confirm?
I want you to confirm. That's definitely pickle. That's actually pretty good. I could eat these.
Yes. That is pickle. Yeah. It's got the pucker. Yeah. It's got the extra pucker.
Yeah.
They're all sour. Like that. But the pickle,
Yeah. Ooh, I like that a lot, actually. I could totally eat that.
I wonder if you could get Oops Only Pickles Sour Punch Pickle Roulette Straws and Bites.
I bet you could.
There's an idea for you.
Actually, that's pretty good. I don't hate that. It definitely beats the pickle cotton candy that we tried. So yeah, I'm into it.
All right. So what's coming up?
Well, one of my favorite days of the year is coming up, Mike.
Can
you guess what it is?
No.
The farmer's market's coming back May 3rd. So next Saturday, not this Saturday. Don't get your hopes up. Okay. But next Saturday, May 3rd, we're going to have the farmer's market open again.
It's finally here.
I know. I'm so glad. Get ready to shop local. I always love it. It's so fun just going out and seeing and being seen.
And that's when I'm going to miss the water tower the most is when you're coming south on Memorial.
Right. Oh, good point. Yeah. Because I don't think you can see the new water tower from there, really.
I don't know. Maybe
not,
you can.
Not super well, at least. Not like the old one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. And then also the same day is the Frosty Fun Run. That's going to be with Wendy's, the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, and CASA, the Court-Appointed Special Advocates for Children. You can champion children, support families, and create a brighter future for all.
And that starts at 9 a.m., bright and early.
9 a.m., yeah. But I mean, anyone who's going to do a fun run, I think, is usually the type of person who can also get up at 9 a.m. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it starts at the corner of Grandview and Skyline, I think. But yeah, nice. Check out the link in the post mm-hmm. if you want to be a part of that. We're giving you a couple weeks' notice.
Right. And then also, another comedian is coming to town.
Another one.
Ooh, was that kind of a little brain fart?
So, okay, we've talked. Yeah, Bert Kreischer's coming later this summer. Yeah. Tom Segura's coming uh-huh. soon.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. To the Mac, we've got Doug Stanhope coming to Bee's Knees.
Okay. Yeah, and now we've got Brad Little coming to the Colonial Theater on Wednesday, June 18th for his Growth Spurt tour. You can actually watch his last comedy special, Starfish, free on YouTube, by the way.
Did you say Brad Little or Brad Williams?
Oh my gosh, did I say Brad Little? I thought I said Brad Williams.
No, I don't know, because I've been thinking Brad Little, but that's the governor of Idaho.
I think I said Williams.
Brad Williams is a little person.
Yes.
But he's also a comedian and very funny.
Right, right. But that would be a bad, that'd be a bad Freudian slip to have with him.
Uh-huh. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, anyway.
And I think Brad Williams also has a Netflix special, too.
Yes, I believe he does.
Okay, that's our show. Stay fresh, cheese bags.
Toodaloo, my dudes.
I wonder what's inside your butthole. Astronauts, aliens, a cop on patrol. Someone whose whole personality is one. Maybe IFAF 89. What's inside your butthole? I really wanna know. Bad boy, a thick boy, some fentanyl or blow. What you got in that prison pocket pickle roulette? Or the entire Idaho Falls Farmer's Market? Make sure that perineum's getting lots of D and every possible Stanley Cup accessory. What's inside your butthole? Just conjecture. Post-war Russian brutalist architecture. I wonder what's inside your butthole. Astronauts, aliens, or a fitness pole. What's going on down there where the sun don't shine? Maybe IFAF episode 89. What's inside your back door? Knock, knock, knocky. Butt drugs, a hemoglobin, or chicken jockey? What you got in that hot no-no donut down there? Maybe train Ed McCain or Chicago O'Hare. I wonder what's inside your butthole. Astronauts, aliens, a water tower bowl. What's up there past that exit only sign? It's IFAF number 89.